starring Elijah Wood, Make No Judgments Where You Have No Compassion, Anne McCaffrey.
Mr. Newman, this is Dr. Cahill. Please call me as soon as possible, or better yet, maybe you should drive up here so we can speak in person. It's, about your mother.
Looking shocked, Ryan puts his mobile down and gets the door.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey! Just to warn you...
Wilfred barges in wearing a cone collar and shaking his head.
Well, what's with the cone?
Sorry, Wilfred's got a hot spot and he won't stop chewing on it. So the vet said he has to wear this for a few days.
Days? It's coming off 1 second after you leave.
Seems kind of grumpy.
Yeah, sometimes he gets like this when his mommy's going out of town.
I need mommy going out of town. Like I give a shit.
Thanks for watching this weekend. Drew and I really need some time away to work on our relationship without any distractions. Plus, Drew really loves Vegas.
Why are you still here?
So what are you and Wilfred going to do today?
Looks like we might have to go see my mother.
You have
your
a mother?
Mother?
Yeah, she lives at a retreat in Ojai for artists. Because she's an artist.
Well, I hope I get to meet her someday.
I'd love that.
Well, I should get going. Mommy's going to miss you.
As soon as Jenna goes, Wilfred throws the cone at the door.
An artist, huh? So what got your mum locked up in the nut hut?
Well, it started with a bunch of little things, like refusing to eat anything except avocado, or when she'd show up at my school dressed for Halloween 3 or 4 times a year. But then Catherine had a complete breakdown. My father wanted to impress his partners by having a formal dinner at our house. She couldn't handle the pressure. She was looking for a place to hide and crawled up the chimney. The fire department had to pry her out.
I had a similar situation with my penis and a vacuum hose. I had to cut the tube just to break free. I still jizzed, but out of spite, not pleasure.
The point is, it was in front of my father's whole firm and all his clients. He had no choice. He brought her here for a psych evaluation. She could have left after 72 hours, but she chose to stay for 20 years. What kind of mother abandons her family like that?
I'll tell you what kind. The kind who doesn't give a shit about your feelings. The kind who leaves you where you cry your eyes out, missing her every night, and you did nothing wrong, but Jenna left anyway.
Jenna?
Your mother's fine. In fact, she feels, and we agree, that she's ready to venture back out into the world.
What world? The world?
Your world. When patients leave our care, the most successful transitions are facilitated by their family members.
You want me to... No, I barely know her. I only see her a couple times a year, and why now?
Well, this isn't some sort of whim. Mr. Newman, your mother has wanted to do this for a very long time. She's done a lot of really good work to get to this point.
Is this wise? It's been 20 years. The world has changed. High-def TV and other things.
Well, she hasn't been in a coma. We have cable.
Fellas, come here. I just want to talk to you. I'm not going to hurt yous. I'm not going to hurt yous. I'll kill you!
Wilfred!
Oh, hey. Ryan, what's up, mate? Later, boys.
The doctor wants my mom to come stay with me.
And I assume you told him to blow you. We don't need that crazy old broad cramping our style.
How can I say no? She is my mother.
Ryan, you don't owe her anything. She left you. She left a little boy.
Ryan's mother's painting at an easel.
My gorgeous boy cried from my womb. I had planned a vaginal birth, but Mr. Bridgebottom here had other plans, and so the doctor cut me open and pulled this beautiful miracle from my uterus like a rabbit from a hat. Oh, I missed you so much. Oh, and who's your little doggy friend?
This is Wilfred. I'm watching him from my neighbor.
Be nice, Mittens.
Mittens? Seriously? Yeah, keep walking, Mittens.
You look like your father. Minus the thin lips and the soulless eyes. Sorry, I should not have said that. I don't hold any animosity toward your father. It has taken me years of therapy, but now I can actually appreciate your father for what he is, the man who pays the bills.
I just met with Dr. Cahill.
I just couldn't be the kind of wife that he wanted. I'm too free-spirited, too outspoken, too human.
She gets paint on Ryan's cheek.
Indian chief! That was a little racist, but it was fun.
How is that racist? Indians do that all the time.
Let me just...
I'll get that. So, Dr. Cahill told me about your progress, and...
Oh, poor baby.
Ryan, what's she doing? You know how creepy I find menopausal women? Stop, no, stop.
She puts a tea bag on Wilfred's itchy paw.
Yeah. Isn't that better?
It is. But why would you?
Mommy's here now, Wilfred.
So anyway, I have a lot going on right now, so maybe it's best if you just stay here.
I understand. It was a lot to ask. No biggie.
What kind of animal are you? You would leave your own mom in here?
You said
she let a doctor stick his hands inside her uterus so you could live.
So what, I should forgive her for everything?
You know, Ryan, for a guy who once tried to kill himself, you don't have a whole lot of compassion.
Ryan, just so you know, I would turn back time if I could.
For God's sake, man! This is your mother!
I guess I could reschedule a few things.
Oh, good!
She hugs him joyfully, and Wilfred joins in. The next day, Ryan wanders into his kitchen to find his mum preparing breakfast and the table awash with food and ingredients.
Good morning.
What happened in my kitchen?
Brian, don't be such a grouch. Well, I know how to turn that frown upside down. Fish sticks and peanut butter tacos, your favorite breakfast.
Thanks. And these days I eat breakfast for breakfast. Can I help you find something?
Let's see, pork rinds, funyuns, and a 12-pack of Visine. I was looking for a glass, but now I'm looking for your weed.
What? I don't...
Oh, relax, honey. I'm no narc. Truth be told, I've been known to partake in a little of the funny tea myself. I am dying to catch up on the family gossip. Is Kristen still into black guys?
No, Mom. She's been married to Leo for 6 years.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's been harder for me to stay in touch with your sister. Sad to say, she and I were never as close as you and me. Even when you were a little boy, people always said that you were going to grow up to be just like me.
Ryan looks worried.
And then I go into the backyard and see that my mother has hung all her bras and panties out to dry on a tree. What if Jenna had seen that?
Jenna wouldn't have seen that, because Jenna's always out of town. At least Catherine is here.
She is now. When I was a kid.
Wait. Do you know what this is?
Let me guess. The length of my dick?
No, it's the amount of compassion you've shown towards your mum. And the length of your dick. They happen to be equal in this case. Doesn't happen often, but it's pretty cool when this shit lines up. Like an eclipse.
Just because she's had problems doesn't mean it's okay for her to embarrass me. What?
What are you afraid of?
Afraid?
When you talk about your mum, I hear anger, but I smell fear.
The only thing I'm afraid of is what embarrassing thing my mother's gonna do next.
Our mum is the furthest thing from embarrassing.
Our?
Wearing a leotard, Catherine's smearing paint with her whole body.
Oh my God! What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing, silly? I'm making a statement about corporate greed and the death of selflessness through interpretive movement painting.
This is already online, isn't it?
Come, join me, my child.
I thought you'd never ask. Wilfred!
Wilfred rolls around in two large paddling pools filled with paint, one red and the other brown. He joins Catherine on the white sheet, and they dance around as if in a ballet. A young boy is filming them on his phone.
I don't understand why you're so angry.
Rolling around in paint in my front yard in front of all my neighbors? You don't see how that might be a problem for me?
Well, after the hissy fit you threw about a few dirty dishes in the kitchen this morning, I didn't want to get paint in the house.
Did Mum complain to you when you made a mess of her lady parts during childbirth?
Okay, you know what? Go get dressed in some normal clothes. We're going apartment hunting right now.
Ryan answers the door to Jenna.
Surprise! Oh.
Hey, I thought you weren't back until Sunday.
A change of plans. Is this a bad time?
Well, actually...
I think Wilfred needs to go out.
Oh, there's my little man.
Ryan, who's the blonde? She looks vaguely familiar.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Jenna.
I'm Ryan's mom.
Oh, it's so nice to finally meet you, Mrs. Newman.
Mrs. Newman is my slave name. You can call me Catherine.
Oh, okay.
Catherine hugs her a little too enthusiastically.
Let go.
Oh, Wilfie, did you miss your mommy?
Sorry, I have a new mommy now.
Oh! I think someone likes me.
Wilfred, your nose tickles.
Wilfred puts his tongue in Catherine's mouth.
And then when Ryan was 8, I walked in and found him with his little penis pressed up against the TV screen.
More rice?
No, thank you, sweetheart. Turns out he was trying to wanky-wanky to Mona from Who's the Boss. Adorable.
Oh, that's so...
Okay, Jenny, you just cut Mom off in the middle of the story.
Settle down, Wilfred.
You settle down. Sorry, Mom. Please continue.
Mom, can we maybe stop with the stories?
Oh, gosh. He's upset because I told the Who's the Boss story. Don't be so uptight. Everybody masturbates. Right, Jenna?
I have a boyfriend.
She totally masturbates.
Okay, this is an appropriate dinner conversation.
Now, where did all this embarrassment come from? You were such an open-minded little boy. I used to take him with me to belly dancing class.
Who takes a 9-year-old boy belly dancing?
I wanted you to be connected to your body. It was something you and I did together, and you loved it. Come on, Ryan, come on. Dance the sheikot with me again.
Wilfred gets up and joins in with Catherine's belly dance.
It's so freeing, Ryan!
Enough! Why can't you just act normal?
I have to pee.
Does she really have to pee? I wonder.
You know, you sound just like your father.
Well, I'd rather be like Dad than like you. When I was a little kid, I used to pray that you'd come home. And now I'm glad that you stayed away. You're crazy.
Well, if that's the way you truly feel, then I guess I should go back to the nut house in the morning.
What? No, I want to keep her. Ryan, apologize.
I wish I could put into words how I feel about this visit. I can't, but I will leave you with this.
She moons Ryan as Jenna returns.
Jenna, it was truly lovely meeting you.
It was nice seeing you.
Ryan looks dazed as Catherine strides away.
I'll clear the lights.
You insensitive prick. Mummy needs our love.
She's not your mummy. She's barely mine. I am nothing like her.
Tell me something, Ryan. How old was Mum when she lost it? 20 years ago, that makes her, well, just a bit older than you are now. So maybe you are like her. That's the fear I'm smelling, isn't it?
I'm not crazy,
said the man to the dog. I'm warning you, Ryan. She's the best mum I've ever had, and I'm not going to let you take her away from me.
She is going back to the wellness center tomorrow, and that's that.
Wilfred smiles, then switches on a small handheld fan. He cocks his leg, breaks wind, and blows it into Ryan's face.
Oh, God!
At Clouds, the wellness center.
Dr. Cahill, thanks for meeting us. I'm sorry things didn't work out as expected. No one's to blame. It's difficult functioning in the world, and my mom...
We're not here to talk about your mother. What's going on with Ryan?
He looks confused. Wilfred smiles.
This belong to you?
Some dog-eared papers.
Where'd you get this?
I found Wilfred chewing on it last night.
You son of a bitch.
How is that an insult? I've never understood that.
Why would you write a suicide note? Were you really thinking of killing yourself?
Ryan, we're here to help you. Your thoughts of suicide are concerning. But your 8-page diatribe, in which you accuse the post office of secretly monitoring the population for the purposes of mind control, that's disturbing.
Sometimes the truth is disturbing. Take off the blinders, Dr. Cahill.
I did not write that. This isn't happening.
Just wait till Jenna finds out.
Jenna?
Jenna?
Jenna lives next door to Ryan. She claims she doesn't masturbate. Do you think that's relevant?
My sense is that Jenna, masturbation, and the post office are all crucial pieces to this puzzle.
I do not have a problem with the post office. Wilfred does. He's setting me up. He's manipulating all of you because he's trying to steal my mother.
Whoa.
But he's a dog.
I know that. I was just kidding.
Well, then you won't mind me putting you on an involuntary psychiatric hold until I can determine that for myself.
What? Of course I mind.
Well, the law says that if I determine that you're a danger to yourself or to others, I can hold you for 72 hours, so...
I know it sounds scary, but it'll help you just like it helped me.
I am not like you, okay? You can't do this to me!
Daddy.
This is all your fault, you backstabber!
Eat shit!
Eat shit!
Again, your tone says insult, but what I'm hearing is a tempting offer.
Later, Ryan's smoking a cigarette on a bench.
Ryan, how are we feeling today?
Aside from the fact that I started smoking, I feel pretty good.
Well, you've made a lot of progress over the last 3 days, and based on years of diagnostic experience and your lack of health insurance, it is my medical opinion that you are not a danger to yourself or to others, and I'm releasing you.
So, I'm not nuts?
Look, everybody's a little cuckoo, Ryan. The people who hide it well, those are the people I worry about. Oh, Ryan, one last thing. Find someone you can talk to.
Thanks, Doc.
Ryan sees Wilfred kicking cans off a birdbath and smiles. Later, he sits down next to Catherine on the edge of a fountain.
Can you ever forgive me?
Can you forgive me for calling you crazy?
Oh, it's okay. I am, you know, little.
Mom, if you'd stayed with Dad, that would have been crazy.
Listen, Ryan, hope you don't mind, but I think I'd like to stay here. I like being somewhere where I don't have to apologize for being me. I am what I am.
Me too.
Maybe you could come visit more often.
Maybe you can come visit me.
Boy, you really are the spitting image of your father. It's kind of hard to look at you.
Ryan hugs her.
Oh, that's better.
He smiles.
You're pretty pissed at me for getting you locked up, huh?
I was. But now I'm kind of glad. I think I finally understand my mother.
Ryan waves.
So, Mittens, did you miss me?
Bitch, please. I knew you'd be back.
Catherine sees Mittens as a woman in a black cat costume.
Okay, now I want you to think of a card.
Got one.
Good. Now forget it.
Okay.
Think of another card.
Okay.
Perfect. Now forget that one too. I want you to think of one more card.
Fine.
What card were you thinking of?
Four clubs.
Turn over the top card.
Ten of hearts.
Now keep going until you hit the four of clubs. Hey, come back. I'll show you how it's done.